As we've been hearing this week and following the story, there is momentum building for a police helicopter in Winnipeg. Police Chief Keith McCaskill was impressed with a flight that he took in Edmonton's police chopper this week. And Mayor Sam Keith says it is time that Winnipeg got one. Now, if Winnipeg goes forward, it joins cities like Edmonton and Calgary in having a police eye in the sky. But in Toronto, despite a six-month pilot project and an offer of a donated helicopter, so far, that city has not added one. Neither, by the way, has Vancouver or Montreal. Now, we are going to hear from Mayor Cates in just a moment, but first we take you to Toronto for an interview with Helen Armstrong. She is a founder of Stop the Choppers Citizens Group in that city, and I spoke with her yesterday. So why did you personally get involved with a campaign to prevent police in Toronto from getting a helicopter?
Yes, in the year 2000, Toronto was enduring a six-month pilot project for a police helicopter, and I was woken up about 1:30 a.m. By a very loud hovering helicopter over my house. And the police helicopter has an ability to hover quite low over buildings and in neighborhoods, and because of this specific noise footprint of the helicopter, it can be quite disruptive.
And we have, I know, traffic helicopters already flying over the city in some cases. So would you describe this as something different?
I would, because the police helicopter spends a lot of time in lower density neighborhoods as well. Traffic helicopters tend to fly over quite noisy thoroughfares that have a lot of traffic already. And as I mentioned, my neighborhood is very quiet, and, you know, you really notice noise from helicopters, especially in the middle of the night when people are trying to sleep. And I would also mention that there has been research done around the health effects of noise, which links it to various cardiovascular problems and mental health problems, et cetera.
Now, I understand you also had a concern for some of the newcomers to Toronto in relation to the helicopters as well?
Well, there is evidence that refugees, for example, and who've lived through war situations can become quite re-traumatized around hearing helicopters flying overhead, especially in the middle of the night. And there's also a study from Los Angeles which shows that the helicopters there have created a lot of tensions between the police and marginalized communities. Helicopters there are perceived as a quasi-military tool, and they contribute to the generally negative and hostile attitudes that officers have towards the communities they police. I would note that recent evidence shows that crime in Canada, including in Winnipeg, is down dramatically, well in the double-digit decline. So what we're seeing is communities that don't need such a high-technology tool at this time. What we really benefit from is officers being on the ground and working together with communities on crime issues. If we need a helicopter, for example, if a child or a senior is lost, a helicopter can be borrowed, and that's what Toronto, Vancouver, and Montreal do. These three major Canadian cities do not own a police helicopter.
Now, we, of course, in Winnipeg are looking at this based on indirect, at least immediately indirect response to some of the incidents of police high-speed chases and pursuits. So we were talking with the Calgary program this week where they have helicopters. And they were citing that, you know, between 95 and 2000, this five-year period, police chase pursuits dropped by 61% since the helicopter program started.
Well, I would question how the research was done. If the police were tabulating that research themselves, there is a risk of bias. During our pilot project in Toronto, we had an independent city auditor doing the evaluation, and he found that the helicopter had no effect on high-speed car chases.
Is it the same study, though? Is it the Griffith study?
Yes, it is.
Because I've also seen that cited on people who have the opposing point of view to yours. So how do you explain that?
The auditor was not completely against the helicopter, but I will quote him. There is no evidence to suggest, based on a six-month pilot project, that the helicopter is effective in regard to vehicle pursuits, end of quote.
Okay, and on the other side, they weren't pointing to vehicle pursuits. The quote that I have is that overall, the helicopter made a positive contribution at many of the calls.
Well, I would really like to see that information dissected further.
Why do you think that Toronto politicians in the end have rejected police helicopters?
Well, we've made, citizens have spoken up repeatedly at the Toronto Police Services Board and defeated this item about three times since 2001. We've pointed out the noise problems, the surveillance problems, and the huge costs, the operating costs of running such a program, which are well over $1.5 million per helicopter every year. And I think that the politicians have had to listen.
Overall, what do you make of the fact that that this sort of continues to come up? Our police chief's now on record saying that, you know, he would like this as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a tendency for policing to become much more reliant on technology. And this is just a phenomenon across our culture. I think it's what we've shown is that police relationships with citizens are what really make a difference. And that is what our Toronto police chief has just pointed out in citing the dramatic 30% decline in crime in recent years. He's crediting this with community policing, not with technology such as a helicopter.
Well, interesting point of view from Toronto. Thank you for sharing your experience with us.
Thank you.